From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Rescue and recovery efforts underway in Ecuador. The death toll from a 7.8 magnitude earthquake in Ecuador surged past 230 on Sunday. Hundreds were injured when the quake struck late Saturday along the country's Pacific coast. Initial reports indicate heavy damage in the coastal city of Manta. They indicate the city of Pedernales has been destroyed. A bridge collapsed in Guayaquil. Four U.S. Marine Corps aircraft took off from Okinawa Sunday, joining efforts to help Japan recover from an earthquake in the southern part of the country. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has boosted to 25,000 the number of self-defense force troops aiding in the rescue and recovery on the main southern island of Kyushu. Strong aftershocks continue to rattle Kumamoto Prefecture as rescuers confront harsh weather conditions in a race to rescue dozens of people. Lawmakers in Brazil held a raucous session on whether to impeach President Dilma Rousseff. They are currently voting on that matter. Two-thirds of the representatives in the lower house of Congress must approve a motion to move the issue to the Senate. There, Ms. Rousseff would face a vote on whether to remove her from office halfway through her second term. Energy officials from the world's major oil-producing countries failed Sunday to reach an agreement on freezing oil production. Representatives from 18 nations, including Saudi Arabia and Russia, met Sunday in Doha to try to figure out how to counter historically low oil prices. The ministers say they need more time to make a decision. This is VOA News. Republicans are focusing on the mechanics of the presidential nominating system, as it appears no candidate will have won a majority of the delegates to the party's July convention. Meanwhile, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is heavily favored to win Tuesday's primary in his home state of New York. On the Democratic side, frontrunner Hillary Clinton told ABC this week that she is ignoring pointed criticism from Trump.
I don't respond to Donald Trump and his string of insults about me. I can take care of myself. I look forward to running against him if he turns out to be the Republican nominee, if I am the Democratic nominee.
Democratic challenger Senator Bernie Sanders had criticism of his own for Clinton concerning the way she is financing her campaign.
I think the issue is, what is the future of the Democratic Party, and how does raising money and the way you raise money reflect that future? I believe that we got to break away from super PACs. Secretary Clinton has several of them. She has received many millions of dollars, as you know, $15 million in her last reporting period from Wall Street alone, let alone other special interests.
Senator Bernie Sanders. Russia's military denies one of its jets made aggressive maneuvers during an incident with a U.S. Air Force reconnaissance plane flying over the Baltic Sea. The U.S. military said the Russian jet had flown in an unsafe and unprofessional manner, getting within 15 meters of the U.S. aircraft Thursday. A Russian Defense Ministry spokesman said an aircraft was dispatched to investigate an unidentified plane speeding toward its border. The United Nations says the Afghan conflict has caused nearly 2,000 casualties in the first 3 months of this year. That's an increase of 2% over the same period last year. That number includes an increase of 11% in civilians wounded, but a decrease of 13% in those killed. Afghan officials and insurgent sources say intense fighting is raging near the city of Kunduz. An Interior Ministry statement issued Sunday said Afghan forces killed at least 44 Taliban insurgents and wounded many more in overnight fighting around the provincial capital. Myanmar President Thein Cha has granted pardons to 83 prisoners believed to be jailed for political reasons. The president's office announced the amnesty Sunday, saying he signed the order with the goal of achieving national reconciliation. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says North Korea is preparing to conduct a fifth nuclear test. Yonhap said Sunday it has learned from various government sources that activity at the North's nuclear test site has increased 2 to 3-fold recently. The officials believe trucks seen moving in and out of the site may be carrying nuclear technicians. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.